pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We're going to reorder the agenda a little bit tonight. So first I want to start with questions and comments regarding tonight's agenda only. Does everybody have a copy of the agenda, Carolyn, in the back?
Yeah.
Questions and comments regarding tonight's agenda only. You can step up to the microphone, we're recording. So I appreciate it if you state your name. Yes, sir.
Good evening. Dave Falcoy with New Jarvis Lane at Center Riches. I'm here to talk about the football coach that you guys are considering. I'm the head coach at Sachem. I've been the head coach at Sachem for 15 years. I've been at Sachem for 25. And I have a personal knowledge of Coach Reggio. I think he's an outstanding choice. Regardless of where he's from, I know what he is about kids. He's great with kids. He's safe. He's very knowledgeable from a football standpoint. So I think you guys have done an outstanding job, and I hope tonight that he gets the votes needed to become the coach and we can move forward. I just want to say thank you for all your efforts.
Thank you very much. All right. Appreciate the comments.
Thank you.
Questions and comments regarding tonight's agenda only. Does anybody else have any other questions or comments? Okay. Brings us to the next section of the agenda tonight, which will be Paraprofessional of the Year Award presentations.
Yep, I'd ask Ms. Bates and Reggio Bates and your committee. Do you want your committee to come up as well? Yes, anybody who's on the committee, I don't know if they're here or not, but feel free to come up as well. Thank you.
Sorry. So tonight it is my honor and privilege to present Maxwell, and especially Melissa Bates. And last but not least, Marianne Soltis and the committee, and all my friends and colleagues in Paris. Thank you. I just wanted to say, I did start in 2001. I was hired by Dr. Berman, and I don't know how many of us here remember Dr. Berman, but she hired me. And I learned a lot from Dr. Berman. It's kind of like that thing, everything you learned in kindergarten, you know, everything you need to know, you're not in kindergarten. Well, that's how I feel about Dr. Berman. But anyway, so I started in 2001. My first week on the job was 9/11. So it's always very memorable when I started here, or, you know, very bittersweet, but that was my first week on the job. I worked in all three buildings and worked with all the principals, and I really appreciate and thank them for all their support when I was in their buildings, and I truly respect and enjoy working with them all. This is where it gets a little personal. Okay. Rich and I love this community. All three of our children attend the Center Rich School District. My youngest is graduating this year, Mary Calver. It's the last Harkin, at least our Harkin child, and my people are coming to help us, the last Harkin child in Center Rich School District, which is quite a feat because we've had quite a few. So I just wanted to say that Rich and I are grateful to this district for helping us shape our children into the confident, successful young people that they are today. So that's a gratitude I'd like to express. Lastly, I just wanted to talk about the importance of the role of the paraprofessional. We are the first line of defense for students who need us just to get through the day. We are the first friendly face they see in the morning and the last they see when they leave. We wipe noses, dry tears, tie shoes, make sure they eat, encourage, stabilize, and listen when no one else can or does. We all work here for various different reasons, but have one common thread. We truly care about the students of this district and treat them with the love, respect, and dignity that they deserve. I truly love my job, and I truly love the students that I work with. I proudly accept this award on behalf of all the hardworking parents and can't wait to see what deserving individual receives this next year. So many to choose from. And thank you all so much. I love working in this district.
I want to just congratulate you on behalf of the board. What you said about the work of the paraprofessionals, you know, what the paraprofessionals do every day, we fully support and we fully understand. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
We're going to move right on with our celebration. We have Mr. Ed Caswell that wants to speak about two of our candidates that are up for tenure this year. Mr. Caswell.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Board of Education. Tonight is an extremely special night for members of our staff that are hopefully going to be granted tenure at tonight's Board of Education meeting. Now, I just recently was meeting with the Valvatorian Salutatorian, and I told them, just before I called their parents, I said, you know, this is the second favorite day of the year for me. I said, can you guess what the first day is? And they couldn't figure it out. Top of the class, couldn't figure it out. But they said it was graduation. I eventually said it was graduation. That's my favorite day of the year. This, the second day, sharing a special moment with them when I called their parents, which I do every single year, which was a wonderful, wonderful experience. But for the staff, this is by far my favorite day of the year because it's a celebration of continuing the legacy of Center Rich. You know, I've been blessed throughout my career to work in different places, but I have to say, by far, this district takes the notion of tenure the most serious I've ever seen before, and I'm very proud to be part of this process. From the moment a candidate walks into our office, even for the very first time, I'm trying to imagine to myself, how am I going to be celebrating the tenure recommendation 3 years from now? That's how I'm thinking. And that's the expectation of this district. So for 3 years, and now it'll be 4 years moving forward with new changes and regulations, everyone in the administrative team, from Mrs. Stewart, through me, through other individuals on the district level, we are continually evaluating these individuals and trying to make sure, to the best of our ability, is this individual going to continue the legacy of this district for the next 30 years? And the two litmus test that I use is the term pride and capacity. Well, I'm here to talk about two individuals that without a doubt have passed the litmus test, Mr. Caswell, concerning pride and capacity. Ms. Andrea Stemple and Ms. Marissa Mangonia. They are two mathematics instructors in our district. I'm going to speak about them together, and individual. Because although they're not clones, they certainly are cut from the same cloth. They're both mathematics teachers, and it's in their blood. You can tell from the minute you met them, they ooze math. And I mean that. They live it. It's their passion. The next thing that I noticed through the years was their ability to work with our staff. You know, there's veterans, there's people of all shapes and sizes, and they're very, very adept at listening, learning, and leading. It's a tall order for somebody with a lot of lack of experience. It's a tall order. And teaching and growing doesn't end in 3 years. It's a lifelong journey. And that's what I mean by capacity. They have the capacity to continue to learn and grow. And that's what we really want out of every one of us in life, is to be a lifelong learner, to continually adapt and become a better person. So Ms. Temple and Ms. Mangonia, they immediately fit into the staff and immediately were embraced by our student body. And I have to tell you this, as a dad myself, and I know as parents, we want to make sure when we drop our children off at school that they're going to be given the best instruction, but I think more importantly, a lot of love, a lot of support, a lot of guidance. And these two individuals, without a doubt, not only do they ooze mathematics, they ooze passion for your kids, for our children, and so much. And I see it every day. I see it in all different shapes and sizes because I have the luxury of watching them intently, knowing what he's standing on the stage speaking about them. They're going to fight for your kids. They're going to advocate for them. They're going to open doors to them. Maybe some will be mathematics majors in college. Maybe some will never look at math again. But you know what? They're going to love Santa Riches. They're going to look back at their experience. And they're going to be a much better person as a result of these two individuals' instruction. Looking forward 30 years from now, they're going to be the leaders of the school. They're going to be ones doing the advanced placement courses. They're going to be ones doing the upper level courses. Heck, they'll be the ones probably that can go down to 7th grade at any level, because that's who we're hiring. We're hiring these individuals that are so multifaceted that they're going to be an asset at every single level. Individually, let me just give you a quick snapshot of these two individuals. I can go on all night about these two. Ms. Temple, I just was going through some of my evaluations, and the very first observation this year, which was May for the last 3 or 4 years, there was a class that Ms. Temple actually co-teaches with Mr. Gordon, who's in the audience, and a lot of other teachers here. I'm glad that he made it out something to celebrate. So there's a smaller class, about 12 people, 12 kids. And there's Ms. Temple, Mr. Gordon, there's a student teacher, and there's two instructional aides as well. So I walk in, I go, wow, there's almost as many adults as there are children in the classroom. How is Ms. Stemple going to pull this off? It was crowded in the room. And I sat back, and the best way to describe what she did, she was a maestro conducting an orchestra. I'm looking at someone that's just been really, the last 3 years, becoming a real seasoned mathematics instructor, and she's directing these individuals. Students are working here. Adult number one go there. And she's moving and shifting it. And it's just the ebb and flow of the class was so dynamic and powerful. I sat back, I went, wow, she's a maestro. She's a maestro on stage. And that's just one tiny snapshot. She's able to take all these forces that are going on a daily basis and shape them, and shift them, to really, the end result, become a powerful instructor for our students. And that's what Ms. Temple does. She's a mover and a shaker, and she'll never admit it. And when you think about her, you think, oh, she's so sweet and kind. And she is. She's a strong leader. Don't let that fool you. Ms. Mangoni, we pass each other every single day, first period, because Ms. Mangoni has cafeteria. And my routine, I go down to cafeteria, say hello to old people in cafeteria, say hello to kids. And we just kind of, every morning, this is right, every day this year, hey, good morning, how are you doing? Well, we had a student move in about November. And this student, without giving us too many details, let's just say was severely credit deficient and didn't do well in the many other districts that this person was in. And this person was sitting alone. and no one was talking to this individual. And, you know, I was doing my own thing, trying to have him transition. But Ms. Mangone came up to me one day and said, "Mr. Caswell, tell me about that person." So I filled her in what I knew and walked away. You know, I didn't the rest of the day to continue. And every day we passed each other, and I noticed one day Ms. Mangone brought in a chess set. It was playing chess with this new student, just one-on-one. And I was saying to myself, I go, wow, she's not setting up fireworks to say, "Hey, look at me, what I'm doing." She didn't tell anybody. The only reason I know is because I see her dead. And she took this child under her wing, the protective wing, started playing chess with him. Then I noticed this young person started playing chess with some of the other quiet kids in the study hall. And then she sat back. Her job was done. In her own way, she welcomed this individual who was not making it in school, but is making it here. And I really have to credit Ms. Mangone. She's the one that really did it. And he's not even in this student is not even in her class. And I love the fact that it's chess, a little mathematic connection there. Nice touch. But that's the type of individual Ms. Mangone is. Like I said earlier, both are strong kid advocates. And that's the lifeblood of who these individuals are. So that's why I'm going to recommend that this board grant tenure to these individuals. Because I'm hoping that for the next 30 years, they're going to take the torch of leadership, and the torch of passion for Seven Riches, and continue forth with that. I'm not going to be here for 30 years, but I would love to see the end results of our actions tonight. So I am very proud to recommend Mr. Mangone, Sandy Steffel. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ms. Harper? Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight is a very exciting night for our Clayton Huey Learning Community. I often say that our recommendations for tenure is truly the legacy of administration. Administrators may come and go, but the teachers that they bring into the district by committee often stay for years, decades even. So I can't even begin to describe the talents of Michelle Kennedy that Mr. Stewart often says, do not recommend someone for tenure unless you could recommend them enthusiastically. There is not enough enthusiasm in this body to convey how excited not only that I am, but you would be hard-pressed to not find a student and a colleague who feels exactly the same way. So let me tell you, it would take you a really hard time to find what Michelle Kennedy is not gifted at. Can she sign? Of course she can sign. She actually teaches or advises the sign language club at the middle school. Has she ever been a special education teacher? Of course she's been a special education teacher, making her an absolute asset in our library media, where she completely meets the needs of our most, the populations that may have gone into the library and been at a loss for what the library can give to them. Is she almost ENL certified yet? One class away from ENL certification. Oh, instructional technology, yup, she has that degree as well. I can't believe how fortunate we are, because there just doesn't seem to be anything that she doesn't bring to our learning community. The other day, I was fortunate enough to be in there while she was working with first grade students, and her knowledge as a literacy specialist as well as a library specialist, the youngsters were building with Legos a setting from the beginning, middle, or end of a story she had exposed them to, a fairy tale. And I just sat back, absolutely amazed, because The best thing is to just sit with the kids and say, so what's going on? And here they were able to speak so articulately at the first grade level about the part of the book that they were capturing and the setting, and they were doing it with Legos that had them so engaged. In fact, you had to say more than once, okay, if you're still working on your setting, then you're not going to be able to do the next thing, because that's just how excited they were to be there. Spelling Bee, Michelle's my gal. First ever trivia night, and by the way, I keep getting asked by Robert Sims, when are we going to get the plaque for the trivia night winners? But everything that we do, I think that every building always has that go-to person that no matter what is on their list, we know that if we add yet another thing, that's going to be the person that says, you got it, whatever you need. If it's good for kids, then I'm here. She is one of the last people to leave in the building because she is the coordinator of our enrichment program along with Shannon Malongo. She also puts together our district newspaper, working collaboratively with Ricardo Soto. And by the way, did I mention that she teaches an extra class? So the only extra period she gets is 45 minutes for lunch. And most of the time, that 45 minutes is spent in the library with kids going in and out. In the morning, the kids are there for extra book help. I just could go on and on about the many ways that Michelle Kennedy not only adds to our learning community, but serves as a role model for colleagues as well as students. And it is my absolute joy and pleasure to recommend the amazing Michelle Kennedy for tenure. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to begin by thanking the Superintendent of Schools, Mrs. Stewart, as well as the Board of Education for granting me the opportunity to speak on Mrs. Reggio Bates' behalf regarding her tenure. This is a very interesting time for administration in the sense that after a budget vote, we actually know what positions we have available for the 16-17 school year. So we're sort of like all rushing to get interviews set, to get demo lessons set, to have writing samples, and just kind of vetting individuals through the hiring process so that we can sort of like begin to leave our legacy as administrators. Some of the administrators that spoke prior to me kind of spoke about legacy. Legacy, from my perspective, comes in two ways. One, we leave a legacy by the individuals we hire, but also we leave the legacy by looking at tonight in terms of recommending tenure for individuals that we feel have been vetted through the observation, evaluation process, and that is the most important piece in terms of leaving our legacy. In the sense of really causing change within a system is by changing sort of the staffing in a sense. Individuals that will work positively with our students, our teachers, and our community. I still recall about 3.5 years ago, I'm not sure if Mr. Stewart is going to record this conversation, but I was sitting in his office, and we were talking about the kind of traits that we were looking for with the new middle school principal. And we talked about the individual being an instructional leader, someone that has a good command of sort of like the managerial process of being a principal, someone that was caring, someone that loved kids, someone that had a passion for the field of education. And one comment that kept coming back during my conversation was a concept of change. Someone that can change a system, someone that can change a building, someone that can change the mindsets of individuals that they lead, that they work with. So what we sort of talked about is, what does that look like? Even though at the time, looking at the middle school, we couldn't necessarily identify anything that needed to be changed, but we wanted to put someone in place that had the ability to sort of invoke change in a system. So that was one of the key pieces that we discussed about 3.5 years ago. I don't know if you recall that. That and, of course, his famous concept of locking arms. We all have to lock arms. So that and the concept of change were the two things that sort of resonated with me as I thought about what to say regarding Mrs. Regina Bates. Now, change has two significant concepts or two significant definitions in the field of education. One is we want to invoke questions in students to bring about change, because as they begin to question life, as they begin to question society, we want to give them the proper information in terms of knowledge so that they can now change the way they view things. The other piece of change is sort of change that is involved in school reform, bringing about change in a building, bringing about change in a system. So going back to that, the first characteristic that I think you need to possess as an instructional leader, as a building leader, even as a leader and a CEO, is a CEO of a company, is the idea of building credibility. How do you build credibility among individuals? You build credibility by being trustworthy, by being honest, by being passionate, by listening to the thoughts of every member that you lead, by being the sort of captain of that ship, and not necessarily being afraid to sort of address difficult situations. Over the last 3 years, I've been able to watch Mrs. Regina Bates sort of do exactly just that. Try to, in a sense, working with her staff to look at and identify certain areas that needed a conversation, that needed discussion. She wasn't afraid or intimidated to sort of step into the arena and begin that discussion with her staff. During the last 3 years, she has built committees. She has looked at the exploration of the NYP program. She is a constant role model to her staff, to her students, to our community. Some of you may know that Mrs. Regina Bates is now currently working on a doctorate degree. I believe she's at the dissertation stage of the degree. To work on a doctorate degree is a huge undertaking. Not only does it stand as an individual who's a lifelong learner who has the value of education and continues that, but it is a tremendous amount of work that you have to engage in. It is 45 to 60 credits beyond your master's degree. It usually takes anywhere from 2 to 3 years to complete the coursework. Now, the dissertation piece is another endeavor in itself. A dissertation is almost writing a book, where you have to present the theory, you have to present research and dominate research that supports your theory, and you have to defend it in front of a committee, something like this, where they just hit you with questions, and you have to know the literature, you have to know the material, you have to know the topic where you can defend that. She's at the point that she's doing that, which is a huge accomplishment, and I'm sure that one day in the near future, we're going to adorn her name with the name Dr. Regina Bates. But that stands in itself as sort of an example of what we should accomplish, what we want our students to aspire to. Getting a bachelor's degree is great, getting a master's degree is great, but the pinnacle of our field is getting a doctorate, and that's what she's currently working on. So in terms of building that credibility, I believe that she has done that. She continues to do it. She did it tonight with the presentation of the paraprofessionals. She was poised, she was articulate, she was passionate. I loved the student, I'm not going to mention his name, but the student that came up, he was graceful. The work that Mrs. Hawkins has done through sort of the guidance of Mrs. Bates and the guidance of the staff at the middle school is commendable. But that passion is sincere. That passion is genuine. We witness it. We work with her. I'm honored to work with her. Just kind of a funny story. A couple months ago, I get a voicemail on my email. One of the things that I'm sort of fanatic about, and I think Mrs. Stewart is the same way, and so is Mrs. Ingolia, is that I respond to emails at strange hours at night. Because I live literally with my phone. My wife wants to kill me regarding it, but I do. So if someone emails me at 9:30, usually 9:40, 9:45, by 10 o'clock, I'm going to respond. So she sends me a voicemail, and it goes directly to my office. But I can actually see the voicemail on my phone, and I can hear it. That's the technology that we have. It's great. I love it. It's a bit of a crutch, but I do love it. So she leaves me a message at 9:30 p.m. So I look at the message, I hear it, and she's responding to a question I had, and I call her, or I text her, I say, I'm sorry, but I'm not in my office. And she actually responded back as though she was surprised that I wasn't in my office. At 9:30 p.m., Drew, I left you a message. I thought, you were there. Like, I'm not there at 9:30. Sometimes I'm there pretty late, but not 9:30. But once again, that just stands as a testament of who she is. The day doesn't stop with her. The time is irrelevant. You can contact her on weekends, on holidays, morning, night. She's always there to respond to her staff, to respond to parents, to respond to us. She's an active listener. She's an active participant in the process itself. And from my perspective, I believe I speak for the entire administrative team. I enthusiastically, wholeheartedly, without any reservation whatsoever, ask the Board of Education to grant Mrs. Reggio Bate tenure in the Santa Rosa School District as our middle school principal. Thank you.
So I want to take a second first to thank the administrators tonight for presentation. I think the presentations were phenomenal, and I want to commend them first and foremost on, you know, providing us with such strong candidates. You know, without a very rigorous process, I don't think we would have the candidates for tenure that we have today. So thank you for that. I view this as one of the most serious and important things that we do, you know, the granting of tenure. This is, as I think Mr. Caswell said, you know, you're living with this person for 30 years. So I think we need to think about that and make sure that that's, you know, something we can do. I know that getting to this point is an extremely rigorous process. And it was great to hear about the stellar performance for each of the candidates that are up tonight and the personal touch that each of you have with the students, because that's what you're here for. So thank you. Again, we're going to take the agenda a bit out of order tonight. We'll do number six now, and then we'll go back through the rest. And then, as soon as we're done with the agenda, we'll adjourn to the back.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the tenure appointments of the following individuals:
read the news.
Melissa Reggio Bates, Michelle Kennedy, Marissa Mangona, Andrea Stimpling.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. We're going to do two more points, and we'll adjourn to the celebration. Let's do 12 step over,
and then we'll go back to the rest of the items. I'll just put a question.
Okay.
All right.
The district recently advertised for candidates to fill various teaching and support staff vacancies for 2016-2017. Candidates were interviewed by committees, building principals, and or the superintendent. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the following appointment.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. So in the interest of time tonight, we'll do minutes. Motion to adopt the regular minutes of the regular meeting May 18th, 2016.
Motion.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So just in the interest of time tonight, motion to adopt items 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 13 through 20. Motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Is there any questions and comments from the community on items not on the agenda tonight that you'd like to ask? No? Okay. Motion to adjourn to executive session and our celebration for purposes of discussing. Where's my sheet? Discussions regarding proposed pending current litigation, collective negotiations of the Taylor Law with the CMPA, and other matters of disclosure of which would result in unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. Motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.